Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I'm sporting my Costas gear here for the holidays,
Nice.
getting ready for the pumpkin pie and the turkey and all that. Maryland Crab Cake Tour is coming back to Costas in time for the holidays. That'll be the Costas in Dundalk. I'm usually at the bar in Timonium with mixologist John and Christine and everybody over there because I dig it. We're also going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. I've got new dates. We're going to be at Honey's in Halethorpe, home of Jim Schwartz, on the I believe that's going to be on the 12th. We're also going to be on the 11th at De Pasquale's down in Canton. I'm looking forward to that as well. All right, Thanksgiving, big game on Thursday night. Bengals in town, Joe Burrow back under center. No one I trust more, and this is going to be my one and only Cincinnati Bengals preview. Dave Lapham, longtime offensive lineman of the Cincinnati Bengals and longer time voice of and also the color voice of the Cincinnati Bengals for many, many, many years. My old friend over chili and macaroni and Paul Brown Stadium and Houday. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving, Dave Lapham.
Nestor, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours as well. I'm doing very well. Yeah, it's a big football game coming up, man. Yeah, it can't be you can't think of one that we would be any bigger. You got to the Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, been division rivals for a while now, like you said it. A lot of years, and I've been doing it for a lot of years. You're right. I've been the color analyst now, the Bengals Radio Network. This is my 40th year, and played for 10, so 50 years, man. It's crazy. 50 years as part of the Cincinnati Bengals organization, and no game. Believe me, this organization takes no game more seriously than the Baltimore Ravens contest. They know to beat the Baltimore Ravens, you have to be at your best because the Ravens are stacked. I mean, the Ravens have a boatload of talent, no question about it, at every position group, really.
And we're waiting for that to sort of bloom, Dave. And I, what are we getting in the current Bengals? And where is Joe Burrow on this arc? And listen, you and I, we've been at this a long time. You and I have known
Right.
each other 3 decades, back to Marvin and before Marvin. And I can't believe Marvin was 22 years ago that he arrived in Cincinnati. So that's, we're going back a ways. He's been gone almost a decade.
Right.
For me, with where the Bengals are and Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco. Flacco is my all-time favorite athlete in the history of Baltimore sports. I think you've gotten a taste of 7 or 8 weeks of it. Feels like he's
Right.
been there 10 years, right? Like he's just part of a furniture thing. And now he'll backseat and Burrow will come in. But the Flacco to Burrow thing, you got some real grown-ups going on in there in Cincinnati. And it hasn't gone well record-wise and obviously the defense or whatever. I see this as a really dangerous game for the Ravens on Thursday night.
I think it's going to be an interesting matchup, a very interesting battle. And I agree with you, Nestor. Joe Flacco, God bless him, man. Where would the Cincinnati Bengals be without Joe Flacco? He's been a lifesaver. I mean, they threw out the life preserver and said, "Man, save us, help us." And Joe Flacco's done a hell of a job. I mean, this guy, 40 years old, keeps himself in great shape, and he can throw the football, man. The ball comes out of his hand
He's
very
hurt, right? I mean,
smoothly.
last couple of weeks, Luke and I were talking about this. It's like it doesn't feel like he's 100% either, right? The
No,
last two, 3 weeks.
he's been nicked up. He's got a shoulder injury. He's got an AC joint issue, and those are tough. And it's in his throwing arm. Has it hindered his motion some? Yeah, and it has affected his accuracy slightly. I mean, every once in a while it's like, oh geez, Joe usually hits those. He didn't hit that one. And sometimes you can almost see the pain as he's following through. It's almost like a little hitch in the follow through because that ball does. I mean, he's a beautiful thrower of the football. The ball comes out of his hand so smoothly and so easily. And the biggest thing, Nestor, is knowing Joe Flacco like you do, I mean, everybody loves this guy. Everybody. I mean, from the trainer, the equipment guys, all the way up to the owner of the football
He's been
team.
that way since he was 22 years old, Dave. Like, he
Oh,
came into my home in this beater Volvo with his dad with
man.
jersey plates, and they came down, and we spent like 6 hours together walking the harbor. He wanted to know where Johnny U play. He, like, That's the minute I met him. I'm talking like May of 08, right? Like,
Right.
so I mean, I'm going back 17 years ago. I've never seen anything like it in this whole he's had several resurrections, right? Like from
Right.
Cleveland through Indianapolis through Cleveland again. You know, we played him to start the season here, right? I mean, I
Yeah.
thought he was going to be playing on Thursday night and probably would have been if it hadn't been for the shoulder and Burrow. But it's an astonishing story that's fallen onto your doorstep and now comes here where, and you want Burrow back. You want your $60 million quarterback, right? I mean, obviously,
Right.
but what's left of the season for you guys is, hey, take Baltimore out. We could be back in this thing, right? I mean,
Yeah.
that's kind of where this is for your franchise, right?
No question. No question, Nestor. I mean, they gotta win them all. They gotta go on a run. They gotta win six. And the only way you can win six is to win the first one, you know, and it's a hell of a challenge. There's no question about that. But Joe Flacco feels like he's up to the task. He feels like he knows this offense. That's the amazing thing about him. His football IQ is way up there because I'm telling you, this offense is not the easiest thing. I mean, there's some sophistication to it, a lot to learn, and Joe Flacco has learned it extremely quickly. A lot of it on the field, you know, but he's taken so many snaps. I mean, he's been in so many situations. He's had to, win football games at the very, even the last play of a football game to win games, win football games, running a 2-minute drill to perfection to win the football game. I mean, he's been tested. He's been challenged. There's no doubt. So, the Bengals feel like they've got more problems than just at the quarterback position. They feel like they're in pretty good shape at the quarterback position. Their defense has been inconsistent is probably kind. They've really struggled. I mean, they've struggled mightily. And sometimes they'll play decently. And when they play decently, the offense doesn't. When the offense plays decently, the defense doesn't support them. So it's been a nightmare season so far this year. There's no question about that. And honestly, with Joe Burrow coming back, and he wanted to come back last week, but they said, yeah, that's a little too early. We don't feel like your injury to your toe is 100%, and he's like, I feel like it is now. We really don't, and the doctors have to clear you. So it was 99.9 was not going to be good enough. He feels like he's good. He feels like he wants to play in this game, and the team wants him to play in this game, and his teammates want him to play in this football game. They're going to get a little juice. They're going to get a little definitely a little energy boost. There's no question about that going into this football game, knowing that Joe Burrow is going to be behind center, making decisions and throwing the football. No Ja'Marr Chase in this football game, and it's all on him. He made a stupid mistake, and T. Higgins is struggling with the concussion. So
Yeah, the
they believe
Higgins
it.
thing, that really changed the complexion of this game, right? When he got injured late in that game. I was watching it live when it
Yeah.
happened. I'm like, wow, he's not going to be able to come back and play on Thursday for sure.
No doubt. I mean, that head bounced pretty well off the turf, and that's when you hit that.
Was frightening looking. It always is
Yeah.
to me. I never take it for granted because I've stood on the field. You've played the game for 10 years, so you don't take it, nor should any of us take a brain injury for granted.
No question. And that one, I've experienced that one myself, more than once, having the head hit the turf. And back then, concussion protocol was not as difficult to pass as it is now. And there was no blue tent to go in and take a look at guys and see how their brains function. None of that went on. And a lot of guys, unfortunately, that I played with and know, haven't played against, they're struggling, in their later years because of it. But the union they've taken much better care of the players now, and particularly in terms of brain injury.
Dave, I'm glad to hear that. I have Lee Steinberg on all the time. And, I go
Yep.
back to Jim Otto and Conrad Dobler sitting next to me, John Mackey, his wife. I mean, I've seen it, experienced it. The fellows that played in the 90s Ravens teams that are all my age, mid, late 50s. By the way, I had my
Right.
colonoscopy last week. So I'm giving PSA to this is public service, everybody. Get checked. I had a precancerous, a polyp removed last week from
Wow.
our friends at GBMC. So I'm gonna throw that out as we're talking men's health and stuff. Because Super Bowl week, as well as I do, I mean, there's lots of guys walking around with jackets, get your PSA checked. All of these health things, but I worry about all the old football players, you know what I mean? Just in a general sense, and how we're, and then I see that injury and I'm like, I know the helmets are better, you know, I know the
Right.
technology's better, but I also know like he's not playing on Thursday night. And then there's the game itself, and hey, where Lamar is right now. Now it's a toe. Wait, we went hamstring,
Right.
ankle, knee, toe. It's like a kid's game. Ankle, knees, and toes. Remember that
Right.
one with the kids?
Yeah.
Like London Bridges will be next. I can't begin to say that this thing has ever looked good since the first half against Buffalo, because it hasn't. On the offensive line, and you being an old offensive lineman, know what that's about. This has been a real slog for the Ravens, you know? And I expect it to be a slog on Thursday night. And I think your defense gets slogged on a lot. And you've even said, you know, you're being kind by saying that it hasn't been good. I just wonder when a defense schools up on Lamar, is drafted and sort of made in this division from Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, knowing you're going to see Lamar twice a year. You don't take that for granted in the offseason when you're scouting and you're doing self-scouting, when you're putting a roster together, when you're looking at the draft and saying, hey, we have to play Lamar Jackson. And so we're going to have to build our linebackers and safeties, build our defense a little bit differently, and think about those two games differently. And I know that there's a whole segment of the offseason for Tomlin and for Stefanski and for Zach there in Cincinnati to think about that. And that worries me, because these games are always down and dirtier for Lamar in division. They just are.
They are. I mean, division contests are always played at an extremely high level of intensity. You know, I mean, it's important to the players. It's important to the organization. Important to the owner. Important to everything in between. And really, the Ravens and Bengals over the years. You know, back when Marvin was coaching with the Ravens and he coached with Cincinnati as well, he was always like, I remember talking to him before these games and be like, gotta stop the run. We got to stop the run, and we got to make sure we can run the football some. We got to make sure we're a balanced attack. If we can't run the football a lick and they can tee off on our quarterback, we're in big trouble because they've got a myriad of pass rushers. They've got a lot of guys that can heat up the quarterback. There's no question about it, and we're going to have to be at our top, you know, from a performance standpoint. We're going to have to know our P's and Q's in terms of game plan and how we're thinking about attacking the Baltimore Ravens. And then during the course of the game, we're going to have to make quicker adjustments than them. We're going to have to stay ahead of the game from an adjustment standpoint. But thing about Lamar Jackson, as you know, that makes him so special, shoot, he can hurt you both ways. You know, and I remember Marvin said the biggest challenge that he had as a coach, as an assistant coach, and then as a defensive coordinator and a head coach in the National Football League was stopping a dual threat quarterback. When a quarterback can throw the football like these guys can throw it, and Lamar Jackson throws it as well as anybody, maybe not as accurately 100% of the time, but he can hurt you, man. He can kill you, in fact. And then he can also do serious damage to you with his feet and his legs. And
But it's
like you
been a
said,
problem. I mean, honestly, Dave, it's been a part taken away from him,
yeah.
either in reality. We haven't seen him get chased down, but he's been getting
Right.
sacked. And more than that, he has no acceleration. And so for that, he hasn't really attempted it. And I don't think he wants to get caught from behind and get his ankle wrenched, because there
Yeah.
goes your season. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Especially right now, where we're seeing Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, New England. I mean, the Ravens are, they've gone through the soft part of their schedule. They're going to see
Right.
$50 million quarterbacks the next, you know, the rest of the way.
You're right. I mean, you look at it, the schedule makers knew what they were doing when they made this NFL schedule. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, you know, and then they finished the season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. In between, they got the Patriots and the Green Bay Packers. That's a juggernaut, man. That's a tough schedule. There's no question about it. And for the four playoff games, you know, it's like, hey,
Well, when your quarterback can't run, and that's what he does, and that's kind of where they are, and it remains to be seen. He was in the injury report a day and a half ago, Dave, right? So
yeah.
Thursday night, what a quarterback whose specialty is, well, I say that 90% of him takes away what makes him special from a defensive standpoint, is that you have to respect that he can run 80 yards on you. I don't think he can do that right now. And because of that, they're playing differently. They have to play differently. And the other part of that is they're not in the down and distances that they've been in in their burner years, where they're in second and two, second and three, second and one, because they're really successful on first down. It hasn't been that kind of offense, Dave. And you know as well as I do, you're in second and longer all day long. It creates third downs. It creates fourth down decisions. It creates more urgency in third and longs. It creates more drop back and protect in pass sets that this team's really not built for.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's going to be interesting to watch the style of offense, what the offense looks like, how different it looks than it's looked in the past with the limitations physically that Jamar is dealing with. And in my mind, the tight end, Bengals have had trouble with the tight end at everybody they've played. Every single team, the position group with tight end individually and collectively has had big games against the Cincinnati Bengals, made some big plays. And Mark Andrews, in my estimation, is damn good, man. This guy can play the game of football. 33 catches, 285 yards. Not a big yards per catch average. He has a 27-yard touchdown reception, but five touchdown catches. The guy's a he's a point producer. I mean, he in the red zone. I don't think there's anybody any better than Andrews. I think he's phenomenal in the way he runs his routes and the way he catches the football, the way he takes hits, his physicality. You're not going to separate him from the football. I think to me, I still think the Ravens are the favorite to win the division. I know that you're dealing with injuries and you've got a lot of questions and the fan base is probably a little bit tense, a little bit uncertain, a little bit uneasy with what's going on. But man, when all's said and done at the end of the season, John Harbaugh and that coaching staff, I think he's going to have the Baltimore Ravens right there in the hunt, man.
Dave Lapham is our guest. He's the longtime color analyst of the Cincinnati Bengals for 40 years, after 10 years of playing with them. I don't know how they gave Collinsworth off on Thanksgiving, but is he ducking us here in Baltimore? I don't. You're a teammate of his, right? Of course you
Yeah,
were,
we
right?
played
Okay.
together. Yeah.
Of course you did.
Collinsworth, man. I'll tell you what, big guy, pushing 6'4, pushing probably 205, 210, something like that in his playing days. And he could run. I mean, the dude ran like, high 4.3s, mid to high 4.3s on that type of a frame. He had long arms, very strong hands, plucked the football, put it away. CeCe was a player, man. He was a good
Yeah,
player.
people think him as a, I remember him as a player, man. I remember when you guys put on the whole, you went from BENG. I have the old belt buckles here for you,
Yeah.
but when you put on the what now is the traditional jungle look back in
Right.
about 81, you guys came in Memorial Stadium and Collinsworth was a thing, Ken Anderson, you guys, Super Bowl, Pontiac, all of that stuff. So, I got a little history with y'all. I know what's going on with the Who Days. So, riddle me this, Dave. On Thursday night, I know the defense is challenged, and you can go through what do well or don't do well. Offensively, Burrow comes back into this circumstance here after Flacco has pretty much held it together as best he can.
Yeah.
No Chase, no Higgins. What happens to the Bengals offense with no Chase, no Higgins? That's a strange circumstance to put Joe Burrow in.
It is. I mean, a lot of his big time weapons are unavailable, but that's when other guys have to step up and show that they got something. Yosivash has to show that he can play the game at a high level. Yosivash has got physical talent, man. He's a skilled kid. I think they got to make sure that he gets his opportunities. I think a guy that's going to be huge in this football game is Chase Brown, the running back. He's run the football exceptionally well. He's probably the 5'9". They list him at 5'10", maybe 5'9" and a half. He can run the football though. 205, 210, a real low center of gravity. He bends at his knees. He runs with power. He finishes runs. Guys fall off of him. They fall off of him like they're hitting a brick wall. He also catches the ball well out of the backfield. He runs good routes. He gets himself open working against linebackers and safeties. And then the thing that he really does well, he'll stick his face right in the linebacker's chest and blitz pickup and just pick up and stun those inside outside linebackers trying to pressure and blitz the quarterback. Safety same way. I mean, Chase Brown is the definition of a football player, man. He's played really well for the Bengals this year.
Dave Lapham will be in Baltimore having crab cakes with his turducken.
Yes, sir.
There's one thing about this game, and I think for all the Thanksgiving people, especially this one, right? Because this is a night game. West Coast, 5 o'clock, people be having dinner. Everybody else be having pumpkin pie, feeling all bloated and getting the second, getting the Malox out, doing all things. But no one wants to get embarrassed on Thanksgiving night, no matter what. And Burrow's coming back. He's the most competitive MF-er I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
I love the way he plays so much, like Elway or whatever. Like, I can't hate on him. You know what I mean? Like, I
Yep.
just from the time he was in college, he's got sort of that swag that I like. I think he'll win a Super Bowl at some point. I don't know how the Brown family and the organization and Duke have just put everything together out there around him and keeping him healthy, because that's sort of the charge on him at this point. And I think that would be the charge on Lamar if Lamar can't continue to go to post, to say, well, how many Decembers and Januaries are you not going to be there in playoff games or playoff time? And that's like, availability is the most important ability, I think, all the way around. And I think this is a chance on that kind of a stage for a guy like Burrow that makes it scary for me. I think the way the Ravens have played and sort of walked a tightrope from 1-5, they've won 5 games in a row, Dave. I can't
Yeah.
slog on them, but man, it hadn't been impressive against really bad teams, and now it picks up, and you're going to find out what you're made of. If you're a January team, you're going to find out. But this is a really interesting football game, man, and kind of a scary proposition. And I think it's bright lights, big, big stage, no matter what the stakes are on either side. It's the kind of night where, like, the world is watching on Thanksgiving night, really.
Yeah, I agree. I think the world will be watching, nationally televised, the entire world will be watching this this bad boy. And I think it comes down to three T's: turnovers, third down, and then scoring touchdowns and touchdowns in the red zone. You got to score to win the game, obviously. That was great Paul Brownism. It's like, you know what? We don't want to be kicking field goals all day. Got to score touchdowns. You got to win the game by scoring touchdowns. Put the ball, in the end zone, and don't give the ball away. We want to take the ball away from them. We don't want to give the football away. We want to be plus two, plus three in the turnover ratio. I think that's what it's going to take to win this football game against a team like the Baltimore Ravens. And then third down, man, you got to convert 50% of the time. Yeah, maybe closer to 65. You want to be able to convert almost two out of every three third down opportunities. If you don't, I think that Ravens defense can make it a long day for you, man.
Yeah, we won the punting battle last week, so at least we had that going on around here. Dave Rappaport, last thing I want to say is just about Flacco showing up there. My relationship with him is such that, I'm texting with him, his dad, whatever, through all of this, trying to make it interesting, keep it interesting. And I'm sorry that the records aren't more balanced and the stakes aren't higher for
Right.
Flacco and him playing and all that. But I'd say this Cincinnati thing and these press conferences that he's had, specifically in Cincinnati, even better than the Clevelands and Indianapolis's and going back to the Jets and him winning games there and all that, is that I have him on every year, right around Super Bowl time, February, March, we get together. And he puts his cardigan on, gets an iced tea, sits in his house up in Jersey, and we sit and we bullseye together for 45 minutes on the air. And every year it takes on a different turn about his kids and what happened the previous year in the Cleveland miracle and playoffs. This Cincinnati thing, where he's like, the other day, it got very viral, where he's like, this is what I love to do, man. And
Right.
I'm like, wow, wow, that's deep, like. And I can't say that I didn't see him doing this far out after getting $150 million a year for winning a Super Bowl 12 years ago now, that he
Right.
still wouldn't want to do it. But man, it speaks to, when you're great at something and you love something and you can remain to have that eye of the tiger that so many people lose through money, girls, fame, kids,
Right.
family, other things that take their eye off the ball. It's hard cover even doing color commentary in a football team for 40 years, right? Like, to
It is.
stay as focused and say, am I still doing this at the top the way I want to do it, the way am I do I
Right.
care enough? Boy, seeing that in Joe's eyes, just a beautiful effing thing, dude. It really is. And it doesn't happen for everybody.
No, you're right. I think the word you just used, care, Joe Flacco cares. Joe Flacco was born to play the game of football, man. I mean, he said, I was put on earth to play this game. I love football. I love playing the game of football. I love being around my teammates. I love everything about working with guys and striving for a common goal, trying to win games together. That's what it's all about. And man, I'm telling you, like you said, 40 years old to take care of himself the way he has, to still have that drive and the desire to play the game at the highest level. I mean, football is his life. He's a football lifer. That's no other way to describe Joe Flacco. And besides all that,
I'd love to write the book one day because I tell you what, man, like I've written chapters about him, but
yeah.
this whole thing, this act here, the last 7 or 8 years, Dave, and it walked into your life in the last 7 weeks, and you're like, oh my God, what
Yeah.
a dude, right? I
Yeah.
felt that way about Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner and I did a charity turn together out in LA, and we threw some passes with some special needs people. And what I thought I knew about Kurt Warner, I knew about Kurt Warner, and I can
Yeah.
vouch on the Flacco thing. It's really special when you see the real thing up close. I think even after all these years, when you see the real thing, it's the real thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly how, Zach Taylor feels about it. Dan Pitcher, the offensive coordinator, all the offensive coaches, all the defensive coaches, they feel like that's exactly right. That Joe Flacco, he's the real deal. I mean, the dude is a father of five. He's got a wife and he cares about his family, and his family's first. And then his football family is number two. And he talks about the fact that, he looks at his teammates as football family, and how close, the relationships become, how those bonds are so tight and so hard to break, almost totally unbreakable. Paul Brown talks about that as one of the most beautiful things that he experienced in the game of football. Is that families, players, individual players, and then the players' families become so close, and they stay together for long after the game of football. They stay in touch, they get together, and that's something special. You can't find a whole lot of jobs in the world where that's the
Even all these years later, you're giving Collinsworth off on Thanksgiving and you're working. So,
case.
I mean, being a good teammate. Dave Lapham is here from Cincinnati, Ohio. He will not bring the chili. I will bring the crab cakes. I'm wearing my Costas gear out there as well. Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'll have Raven scratch offs to give away. I had a fun turn at Coco's 2 weeks ago when a lady came up and I got my QR code on the MD Lottery app and she won $20 and her friend won $5. So
There
we're
you
having a good
go.
time right here. By the way, Dave, our big winner for the Maryland Lottery, the big winner of the year, got to go on a trip with the Ravens. It's the trip to Cincinnati in a couple weeks, so
Oh,
make sure they get
wow.
the good chili, okay, when you see them
Nice.
out there. All right, Dave
Nice.
Lapham from Cincinnati, we're ready for football on Thursday night. If you're on the WNST text service, you'll get the injuries, you'll get all the breaking news, including if any there's any Orioles information. That is all brought to you by our friends at Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Luke's on the scene. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Are you ready for some football? We are. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.